Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Violin Sing the Blues for Me from Old Hat Records. We heard Whistler and his Jug Band from 1927 with Pig Meat Blues. In 1963, Jim Queskin was performing at Club 47 in Cambridge with a bunch of pickup musicians. He was approached by Maynard Solomon of Vanguard Records, who wanted to record the band. Jim replied the players really weren't a band, but he'd like to make a record himself. This is how the Jim Queskin Jug Band was formed. A jug band is a band employing traditional and homemade instruments, but it has to have a jug to play the bass line to make it a true jug band. Many of the earliest jug band musicians were African-American vaudeville or medicine show musicians. The first bands to record were from Louisville in 1923, and soon bands from Memphis and Cincinnati followed. The Depression was devastating to jug bands as well as many other recording outfits. People just didn't have money for records. The jug band revival began in the late 1950s with the Orange Blossom Jug 5 with Dave Van Ronk. Gus Cannon's classic Walk Right In was a big hit in 1963 for the Rooftop Singers, and soon jug bands began to form. The Even Dozen Jug Band featured Maria D'Amato, John Sebastian, Joshua Rifkin, and David Grisman. Maria would later join the Queskin Band and eventually marry Jeff Muldaur. Today there are a number of jug bands recording and performing. Some perform classics from the 1920s and 30s, and others play music of a more recent vintage. Jim Queskin has regrouped with many of the surviving members of the jug band for a summer tour of the East and West Coasts. Joining him will be original members Maria Muldaur, Jeff Muldaur, and banjo master Bill Keith. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll begin with some classic jug band tunes from the 1920s, and then trace some of the members of the Queskin Band, as well as some revivalist performers from the 1960s and 70s. We'll finish up with some new performers on the scene, blowing the jug into the 21st century. Let's open the program with Cannon's Jug Stompers from 1930 with another of their classic tunes, Bring It With You When You Come. Bring that jug around on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
the judge on empty car. Just had a freight train come rolling by. My wait was all in vain. Back on, back on, dirty bum, and catch it down next day train. Now if you wanna be a little brown of mine, bring it with you when you come. Laying around the little town, your head choke full of rum. I can't walk downtown for a little tap now. He's sitting on another man left now. If you wanna be a girl of mine, bring it with you when you come play. Laying around the little town with your head child full of rum. I can't send you downtown, but the little south now. She ain't sitting on another man's lap. You wanna be a little girl of mine, bring her with you when you come. Can't send you over town for a little sap boy, but you ain't sitting in a no man lap. Now if you want to be the brown of mine, bring it with you when you come. Play it out now.
Thank you. crying my little Ollie now. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Was in the spring, one summer day, just when she left me, she's gone to stay. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Then you come here running, holding up your hand. Can't get me a woman, quick as you get a man. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. It has been days I didn't know your name. Why should I worry and cry in vain? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Going to the station down in the yard. Come get me a freight train. Wake sun got hard, but now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. The lonesome days, they have gone by. Why should you beg me and say goodbye? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Now put your arms around me like the circle around the sun. I want you to love me, mama, like my easy rider done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. The woman I'm loving, she's just my height and size. She's a married woman, come to see me sometime. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Mm-hmm.
mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Some classic jug band music from some great vintage bands. We heard the Memphis Jug Band with Stealin'. That's from 1928 with Will Shade on the harmonica, Ben Ramey on the kazoo, Charlie Borse on the guitar, Val Stevens on the guitar, Jab Jones on the jug and the vocals. That's from the recording The Best of the Memphis Jug Band on Yazoo Records. And before that, the Mississippi Sheiks, which I guess officially weren't a jug band because they didn't have a jug. We heard Sittin' on Top of the World, Walter Vincent, and Lonnie Chapman. They wrote that tune, and that's from The Best of the Mississippi Sheiks on Columbia Legacy Records. And before that, we heard from Clifford Hayes and the Dixieland Jug Blowers. They were a rather sophisticated band. They added violin and clarinet on some of the tunes. We heard Try and Treat Her Right from Clifford Hayes and the Dixieland Jug Blowers. And we let off that set, Bring It With You When You Come, from 1930, from the Cannons Jug Stompers. And that's from The Best of Cannons Jug Stompers on Yazoo Records. Well, we're going to listen to some of the music from the Jim Queskin Band. We talked about them in the intro. And this is from one of their earlier recordings. The lead vocals are taken by Bob Siggins. Here's the classic Mobile Line from Jim Queskin and the Jug Band.
Thank you. down South Memphis, Tennessee. Jug band music sounds so sweet to me, 'cause it sounds so sweet. Ah, it's hard to beat. Jug band music certainly was a treat to me. I was with my gal, put my hand on her knee. Said, if you can't play the jug, you can't play with me. 'Cause it sounds so sweet. It's hard to beat. Jug band music certainly was a treat to me. Back home, turned on my radio. Jug band music made me stomp down my floor, 'cause it sounds so sweet. Oh, it's hard to beat. Jug band music certainly was a treat to me. Then I took off my socks, I took off my shoes, I danced all night to the jug band blues. 'Cause it sounds so sweet. Ah, it's hard to beat. Jug band music certainly was a treat to me.
I was born in the desert.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1524. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme music comes from the CD Violin Sing the Blues for Me on Old Hat Records, and we just heard the Tennessee Chocolate Drops with Vine Street Drag. That's from 1930. That's on Old Hat Records. We're listening to jug bands this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just listened to various incarnations of the Jim Queskin jug band. We heard Minglewood from their recording from 1967 on Reprise Records, and the recording was called Garden of Joy. Minglewood was written by Noah Lewis, who was a member of the Cannons Jug Stompers band. And before that, from 1965, and the title of their LP, Jug Band Music. That's an old Memphis jug band tune from Jim Queskin and the Jug Band. And we let off that set with Mobile Line, from Jim Queskin and the Jug Band, with lead vocals taken by Bob Siggins, who was a member of the Charles River Valley Boys, that classic New England bluegrass band. Those last two tunes were on Vanguard Records. Some of the members of the Jim Queskin Jug Band have continued to perform music very similar to what they did while they were in the Jug Band. Maria Muldaur is one of those. Her ex-hubby, Jeff Muldaur, also. We'll hear a track from each of them to start off this next set. Then we're going to play a few surprising cuts from other 60s and 70s musicians who sort of took to the jug. Here's Maria Muldaur from her recording, Garden of Joy. And this includes Fritz Richmond on the jug, the late Fritz Richmond, who was a charter member of the Jim Queskin Jug Band. Here's Maria Muldaur with Sweet Lovin' Old Soul from the Garden of Joy on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My mama told me, Papa told me too, you're a mighty sweet baby no matter what you do. And the boys all told me when I was 2 years old, yeah. Now don't you be no sound bad, be a sweet loving old soul. So I'm going to be a loving, sweet loving old soul. Sweet loving old soul. down back. I'ma be a sweet loving old soul. Well, let me be your sidetrack till your main line come, cause I can do more switching than your main line ever done. And let me be your teddy till your big bed come. But don't you tell your big bed what your little old teddy had done. Well, I'm gonna be a loving, sweet loving, oh, so sweet loving, sweet loving, oh, so ain't gonna be no sound bad, be a sweet loving, oh, so. Well, the blues ain't nothing but something you can't explain.
Love before.
back on that road. Got to find my way back home.
Thank you. get fine without the local. The 103 is all they need to get them there with lots of speed. The tracks are roaring, maybe that's it coming. The people looking wonder what's the humming. The 103 is at the gate. They all agree it was worth the wait. Ooh, I'm like the people, the kind like you see in line at the depot. Connection. The 103 will get on there, as they'll see, with time to spare. Oh, I'm like the people, the kind I like to see, in line at the depot, waiting for the 103, waiting for the 103.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks from back in 1969 from their original recordings LP. And we heard Waiting for the 103, that was Sid Page on the violin. Dan was a member of the Charlatans, a legendary jug band, psychedelic rock band from the early 1960s. And before that, we heard from the Grateful Dead, recorded back in 1966, and Stealin'. They started off as a jug band, and they still had a few of the trappings there with that one. That was originally released as a single on Scorpio Records, Stealin'. That's from The Grateful Dead, The Birth of the Dead, on Rhino Records. And before that, we heard from Jeff Muldaur from his recording Password, and KC Moan, including some more alumni of the Queskin band. Again, we heard Fritz Richmond, Richard Green on the fiddle, John Sebastian on the harmonicas. Bob Siggins was on some of the vocals as well. That's on High Tone Records. And we let off that set with Maria Muldaur from her recording The Garden of Joy. And we heard Sweet Lovin' Old Soul featuring Fritz Richmond on the jug, along with some of her best friends, Susie Thompson on the fiddle, John Sebastian on the guitar, and David Grisman on the banjo mandolin. They were both from the Even Dozen jug band. We're going to lead off the last set with some younger bands who are keeping the jug band music alive. Here's a band called Sausage Grinder from their recording Delicious Moments and Deep Ellum Blues on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
$15 when the police man comes. She meant the world to me. She took a trip to Deep Ellum. Now she ain't what she used to be. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
Boodle-bomb, boodle-bomb, boodle-bomb-bomb. she say? She said money don't excite me, and that we all know well. She said money don't excite me, and that we all know well. Now Jackson pulled out $100, man, she almost fell. She had the boodle bam bam, she had the boodle bam bam. Jackson had a boodle, boodle, boodle bam bam. Now they talked like this. To run. Ah, Jackson, what you gonna do? He got down on all fours. Man, she started to run. She had that boy's big paychecks. The gals, I had some fun. I had the boodle bomb bomb. I had the boodle bomb bomb. I had the boodle bomb, boodle bomb, boodle bomb bomb.
That was the Carolina Chocolate Drops from their recording Leaving Eden, and Boodly Bum Bum, a tune from Alabama songster Ben Curry. That's on Nonesuch Records. And Dom Flemons was taking the vocals and the jug. What a talented man. And we let off that little set with Sausage Grinder from their recording Delicious Moments, and we heard their take on Deep Ellum Blues. That's on Mooch Piddle Records from Sausage Grinder. Hope you've enjoyed this program of jug band music. One of the great things about jug band music was it sounds so simple. People took up instruments and started playing back in the early days. Hope you do the same. Maybe you can catch the Jim Queskin Jug Band out on the road this summer. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1524.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over.